KJAN Sports.
It is time for the check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports in some high school wrestling action last night around the area in a double duel held at Lewis Central last night. It was Harlan winning twice, beating Creston 45-30, and Harlan topping Lewis Central 40-29. Creston beat Lewis Central 41-26. Also last night, Storm Lake down Denison 72-6, and Thomas Jefferson won a couple of matches at their home place last night as TJ beat Boone 36-28. Thomas Jefferson over Carroll 35-32. TJ also fell to Norwalk 65-12 in that match last night. In high school basketball, an action heard here on KJAN last night. The Audubon Wheelers grabbed a lead midway through the second quarter and then fended off the Cam Cougars the rest of the way in a 56-44 win in boys' hoops last night. The Wheelers dropped in 41 first-half points, led by 13 at halftime, but the lead went on the basket went down to a basket in the second half. The two teams combined for just 11 points in the third quarter, and Cam could only close the gap to 9 a couple of times in the fourth quarter. After the game, Audubon head coach Coleman Mullinex said the defensive pressure was solid for much of the night, but the offense has to be more productive than they were in the second half.
Yeah, I thought our defensive effort was solid in the second half, but like you said, 15 points in the second half, I mean, that's not going to get it done. And that's not going to get it done in the postseason if we want to beat good teams or beat anyone in the postseason. So we're going to have to figure that out, and especially against a 2-3 zone, because we know we're going to see zone. I think everyone's zoned us since Christmas. You know, if we can't score against that, we're in big trouble. So, I mean, that's my job to, I guess, get back to the drawing board and figure out a way to score against the zone.
Coach Mullinex also talked about the mental errors that plagued his team and the message to his team for the end of the season.
Some switches we didn't call out, some turnovers, you know, tons of turnovers, just silly things, trying to make a full court pass when their defense is set down here. And yeah, we definitely need to clean that stuff up if we're going to be able to beat great teams. And that's what I told the guys. I mean, at this point in the season, this isn't about trying to beat every team as many points as we can beat them by. It's about preparing to beat great teams and try to win as many games as we can, you know, postseason. And it starts right now.
Audubon was led in that win by 19 points from Lane Lawson and 16 from Tate Killeen. The Wheelers are now 13-5 and head to Underwood Saturday. Cam got 12 points from Lane Speaker, but he was the only Cougar in double figures. As the Cougars fall to 6-10, they'll host Glidden-Ralston tonight before heading to Woodbine on Saturday. In other boys basketball yesterday, also from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Creston over St. Albert 64-59. Denison beat Kemper Catholic 81-49. Also last night from the Rolling Valley, Arweva beat Glidden-Ralston 55-15. Ogden over Coon Rapids Bayard 58-46. At the Corner Conference, it was Stanton over Essex 64-29 as the Vikings clinched the Corner Conference championship and Coach Kevin Blunt picked up his 400th career win. Pride of Iowa Conference action saw Bedford beat Southwest Valley 81-41. Also in action last night, Carroll over Perry 73-49. Orient Maxburg beat Southeast Warren 51-50. On girls action last night, Macy Tickner hit what would be the game winner with about 6 seconds left as Cam rallied to beat Audubon 52-50 in girls basketball last evening. The Class 1A ninth-ranked Cougars found themselves down 12 points heading into the fourth quarter on the road. The Cougars then turned up the defensive pressure to slow the Audubon offense and force some Wheeler turnovers to climb back into the game. Audubon scored 11 points in the fourth quarter, but they all came from the free throw line. Cam eventually tied the game up at 48, and the teams traded single points to make it 50-all with a little over a minute left. The Cougars benefited from the possession arrow on a jump ball to get the ball back with just under a minute to play. The Wheelers allowed the Cougars to dribble the clock down to 13 seconds left, and Coach Joe Woolham called a timeout to set up the final play. Zoe Baylor got the inbound pass in the corner, dribbled around to the top and down the right side of the lane. She drew defenders away from Macy Tickner, who she then lobbed the ball to for the winning bucket. Tickner caught the pass, spun to the basket, and finished. Aaliyah Hermanson had the chance to get a long three for Audubon at the buzzer that was off the mark as Cam picked up the win. Coach Woolham gave a lot of credit to Audubon for their strong effort, but he was proud of the way his team executed at the end of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, give Audubon, Coach Miller, all the credit in the world. They came out and, you know, played a lot more enthusiastic basketball than we did at the start. But, you know, also give our girls some credit. You know, down 12, I think, to start the fourth and come back and put ourselves in a situation to win a ball game and to execute a, you know, out of bounds play with a few seconds left. Give our girls some credit too. We didn't give up and made it happen.
Cam led after the first quarter 8-6, and the Wheelers led by just a point at 21-20 at halftime. The Wheelers were up 39-27 heading into the final quarter. The Cougars were led by 17 points from Paige McAfee, 12 from Macy Tickner, and 10 from Zoe Baylor. Star forward Madison Gettler sat much of the game with foul trouble and eventually fouled out late. The Cougars improved to 15-2 with that win. They host Glenn Ralston tonight and go to Woodbine Saturday for a makeup game. The Wheelers were led by 16 points from Aaliyah Hermanson and 15 from Leah Subert. Audubon's now 7-11. They travel to Underwood on Saturday for a makeup game. In other girls' basketball last night from the Rolling Valley Conference, Glenn Ralston beat Arweva 55-45, Ogden over Coon Rapids Bayard 50-42, Peyton Sherdan beat Collins Maxwell 48-36. From the Hawkeye 10, it was Denison over Kemper Catholic 47-36, Harlan beat Nottoway Valley 47-36, it was Shenandoah over Fremont Mills 62-35, St. Albert beat Creston 63-50. In the Corner Conference, Stanton over Essex 52-32, Sydney beat South Page 65-18. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Southwest Valley over Bedford 59-33. Also, Orient Maxburg fell to Ankeny Christian Academy 52-38 in action last night. The girls' basketball rankings for the Girls Athletic Union out yesterday afternoon have Newell Fonda top-ranked in Class 1A with West Hancock and Montezuma the top three. Cam is at number 9 in this week's 1A poll. In 2A, Grundy Center is number 1, followed by Central Decatur. Trainer is ranked 3rd again. Panorama in at number 7 this week. In Class 3A, North Polk, Osage, and Center Point Urbana are the top three teams. Red Oak is number 13. Class 4A, it's Marion, North Scott, and Mason City at the top of the poll. Denison in at number 7. Lewis Central is 10. Glenwood rated 15th in this week's poll. Iowa City High tops the big school class this week. It topped 25 men's college hoops last night. Number 13, Houston, avenged its only loss of the season as they improved to 21-1 with a win over Temple 73-66. Also number 4, Gonzaga, 93-63 over BYU last night. And 17th-ranked Purdue got 38 points from Carson Edwards. Picked up their 6th straight win. They beat Penn State 99-90 in overtime. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes could really use a marquee win, and they get another chance tonight when they host 5th-ranked Michigan. The Hawkeyes are 5-5 in the Big Ten, and Coach Fran McCaffrey says it will take a complete effort to pick up the win.
If you want to beat a team that's 20-1, you got to play well in transition. You got to defend. You got to do it all consistently, not in spurts. You got to win the battle on the glass, and they're going to, make broken play threes if you don't.
Well, McCaffrey says rebounding and defense will be two huge factors. He also believes Friday night should be about high school basketball. The Big Ten's new television deal with Fox means the league is playing on Friday nights for the first time this season.
It does provide maximum exposure for our conference, so I understand it, and I support it, in that sense. I think our fans like weekend games. They consider this a weekend game. That's why it's sold out. So from that standpoint, I'm happy about it.
We'll have that game for you tonight here on the radio. Early start time, 5 o'clock is pregame, 6 o'clock tip-off from Carver Hawkeye Arena. On his 8th season in the NFL, former Iowa All-American defensive end Adrian Claiborne will appear in his first Super Bowl on Sunday in Atlanta when his New England Patriots take on the Los Angeles Rams. Before signing with the Patriots, Claiborne played for the Atlanta Falcons, but he missed Super Bowl 51 after suffering a torn bicep in a divisional round playoff game. Claiborne was a consensus All-American as a senior at Iowa and was taken in the first round of the NFL draft by Tampa Bay.
The program of Iowa in itself is teach you hard work. Hard work is the foundation, and you can't stray from that. Every day you got to pay rent. Rent is due.
Claiborne will line up at times against another former Hawkeye and Rams guard Austin Blythe.
Growing up, I watched Adrian, and he was a force. He had an opportunity to leave college early. He came back for his senior year, and I really respected him for that. He was a great Hawkeye, and it'll be fun lining up against him.
James Ferentz is set to take part in his second Super Bowl when the Patriots play the Rams Sunday. Ferentz is a reserve center for the Patriots and was a member of the Denver Broncos when they beat the Carolina Panthers in Super Bowl 50. James says playing for his father Kirk at Iowa helped prepare him for the NFL.
Just how to handle things professionally and, prepare yourself. And, I was really fortunate to have that experience. And then, you get to the next level and went through some growing pains with a couple different teams and just been really fortunate to be in the right place at the right time.
He says a big key for the Patriots will be the offensive line containing the LA Rams duo of Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh up front. And a federal judge is refusing to order the NFL to implement a rule that could have led to a do-over of the NFC Championship game between the New Orleans Saints and the LA Rams. The U.S. District Judge Susie Morgan on Thursday rejected arguments by two Saints season ticket holders who filed suit against the league and Commissioner Roger Goodell. At issue was game officials' failure to call interference or unnecessary roughness penalties against a Rams player at a key point on an obvious mistake in the final minutes of regulation play. The non-call caused the Saints to settle for a tie-breaking field goal late in the fourth quarter, but the Rams tied it in the waning seconds of regulation before winning in overtime. The lawsuit argued that the league should invoke a rule allowing Goodell to order a redo of the game due to extraordinarily unfair acts. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.